Figures show that Suffolk is missing out in the race for lottery funding, getting just a fraction of neighbouring places like Norwich and Cambridge. Ipswich, in particular, appears to be struggling. The town has had just three significant lottery successes, each of about £3.5 million. In the latest round of big lottery funding grants, two Suffolk projects received money, compared to 13 across Norfolk and Essex. Well, to help organisations here trying to get funding, Community Action Suffolk is holding a special funding seminar on Friday. Director Wendy Herbert is on the line to tell us more. Thank you for joining us, Wendy.
Oh, hi.
Why do you think applications from Suffolk might be failing?
Oh, it's hard to know. I mean, the wonders of the funding pot are always difficult. It's always competitive, and sometimes you see fantastic bids where people have put a lot of work in, just fail. It is hard, and it is about getting it right sometimes too and being in the right space at the right time.
Given that we're talking about millions of pounds here, would you like to see a bit more transparency?
Yeah, I think it's always good to have that, and I know there have been calls to find out, you know, what happened and all of that. I mean, what I'd really like to see is that money coming into Suffolk, you know, wherever it's coming from. And we really want to see the most successful funding bids going in from Suffolk so that we can draw as much money into the county to, you know, to develop services and all the infrastructure and stuff in Suffolk that we can.
So how can Community Action Suffolk help?
Well, I think, to be honest, it's a difficult job to get funding in, as anybody who's ever tried to fill in an application will know. They vary, there's lots of deadlines, there's lots of things you need to know. So the more help you can get with that, the better. We work with groups across Suffolk from all different kinds, from different kinds of charities and different kinds of community groups, to help them work out how to really sharpen their offer, how to really demonstrate the need for their project or the service, and then to get those intentions right, so the outcome's right, so that they get the best chance of getting that money in.
Do you think some projects, you know, are put off by all this paperwork?
I shouldn't be surprised. I mean, the voluntary sector and community groups in Suffolk are really under fire at the moment. You know, they're often, there's of money coming in as drops because quite often the capacity has dropped. There's not as many people around, and it does take, if anybody's ever done it, it does take a lot of time. So the more support you can get with that, the better, really.
I understand that your seminar on Friday is full, but there are sort of plenty of other chances to take advantage of your expertise.
Oh, absolutely. We work with groups across Suffolk. I mean, not just on funding, but on getting other support in, on how to run events, how to bring volunteers in, all of those kind of things. And all of that advice we can offer kind of one-to-one over the phone or you know, as part of a big networking event, and like on Friday. We run them all across the county. So to encourage anybody who'd really like that support to get in touch with us and find out more.
Thank you very much indeed, Wendy Herber, for joining us on Drive Time.
You're very welcome.
We did ask the Heritage Lottery Fund to come on to Drive Time, but they declined. Instead, they sent us this statement. Bids are all considered on their own merits, regardless of their location. Sometimes bids are more successful if they don't come at the same time as other applications for finance. We welcome the opportunity to talk to and support organisations large and small so they can explore the heritage around them and pass that on to future generations. That statement issued to us from the Heritage Lottery Fund today.